This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid, it is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being involved in the conversation. Look, you know, I will get to the Trump stuff. I know some of you are waiting. Like, you've already heard it all day long. But there are some comments I want to make. You know, you saw what the left did starting before his speech. You saw what the left did, right? They had, you know, crawlers up and headers up, you know, liar in chief coming on in 10 minutes or whatever, you know, that kind of crazy stuff. And it wasn't anything he was going to say was going to be true. Nothing, absolutely nothing. Even if he said, hey, pardon the glow of my orange skin, they would have said, well, it's really not orange. It's kind of burnt orange. See, he lied again. Right? I mean, it's never going to stop with these people. So you go into it knowing that's going to happen, which is why now my heartbeats don't go crazy when I read this stuff from the left, because I know it's coming. Kasich vetoes a heartbeat bill. Yeah. This is the guy that wants to run for president because he thinks he's in with Maine. If mainstream America is into killing kids, stopping a heartbeat, we have a problem. A big problem. We have not done our jobs as parents, as humans. Some of you as God-fearing people, not even close. Now, you want to add insult to injury, or as they say, you want to rub salt in an open wound? Ohio Governor John Kasich vetoed the heartbeat bill protecting children who have a heartbeat from being aborted. Right? So, you know, he calls himself a conservative, right? I would love to know from somebody who is libertarian, left-leaning, left of center, right, whatever they're called, what they think a conservative is. What positions do you take? I'm tired of people saying that women should have control of their body. I agree. Maybe at all times, right? You wouldn't need the day after pill. So I've always found that amazing. You can't take the time to take protection. Now, I know somebody's going to write, save your emails. Somebody's going to write me an email that says, hey, what about the guy? How come it's all on the woman? Well, look at them. The guy's not the one that has to have the abortion, is he? Right? And some of these cases, the men walk away from it. Some of these cases, men don't even know what's going on. Because you don't have to tell them. And frankly, I get the fact that he shouldn't have to be able to order you to have that baby. I'm not saying that should be the case. But if you decide you don't want that child, why not offer it up to him? Why not offer it up for adoption? Why does it have to be abortion? Why? You know, in the piece with Cuomo, when you talk about the mother's health, do you understand that less than 1% of abortions performed are performed because of a mother's health? Are we serious? But Governor Kasich, who considers himself a conservative, he vetoed a heartbeat bill. And again, no real You know, he doesn't want to take a woman's reproductive health rights away from her. And now, as he's sitting there trying to figure out what else he can do to show what a conservative he is, he's, oh, wait a minute. I skipped over a whole part of this, right? He's also vetoing a bill making it easier, that would have made it easier to broaden access to guns. So now he's going to make it harder to get the guns. So easier to get abortions, harder to get guns, and he's expanded a year-old anti-discrimination order to include gender identity. Again, I say, the conservative out of Ohio. Right? I mean, he's a Republican. He's a registered Republican. He's shifting away, obviously, away from party values. I don't know. Is he trying to single himself out as a new wave of Republicans? Right? He calls the policies that he's in favor of bipartisan, where we'd have common ground. We'd actually be able to get things done. Right, that, because that worked out so well. You know, it's funny because people around him are saying he's thinking about running for president again. Did he run the first time? I mean, did he really run? Because I don't see it. I mean, he was terrible. And again, he's one of those governors right now. He's one of those people right now. It looks like he's trying to dismantle Ohio before he's out. And before he's replaced by a new, real Republican Governor Mike DeWin. Kasich also said that I urge members of the 133rd General Assembly, convening in January, to conduct a prolonged, thoughtful, and transparent review of state laws regarding the sale, possession, and use of firearms in order to send the next governor a bill that's not only consistent with the right to bear arms and the right of all Ohioans, that's what he said, Ohioans, to a robust due process for protection. What does that mean? He also wants to be able to keep firearms out of the hands of those individuals who would use them to harm themselves or others. Does he have a crystal ball that we don't know about? Does he know something we don't know? Does he know a way to figure this out? But I will give them credit, because the Ohio legislature had enough votes to defeat Kasich's veto of the gun owner, well, they called it the gun owner rights bill. It's the gun owner non-rights bill is what it should have been called. And I love it. I love the fact that they're pounding away at this guy on his way out. Hopefully somebody will give him a job somewhere and he'll never come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me after the break. Will or will not Trump build that wall? We'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, grain-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you talk and they will hear you. Every single time.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
This is the worst-looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. I'm Joe Fazzini, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please be involved in the conversation. You know, there's a dozen ways to do it. If you want to head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There is a lot happening up there as well. And if we're using text messaging now to get a hold of people, right? Because I am tired of fighting those social media freaks, and you can't really win. So we're sending out information, via text and other ways too as well. If you want to get a text message letting you know that the show is coming on, just text TRS to 55222. That's TRS, the real side, real simple guys. TRS to 55222. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with us and the time that you take to make sure you keep up with the show. Because I know at times it's kind of tough. And it ain't me changing it. It's The Facebook pinheads. How's that for plain simple English? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Guess who joins me now? That's right. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me. We've had him on the show several times. I always enjoy the time that he spends with us. His last book, More Great News for America. You got to grab, don't grab one. Grab a couple of coffees. You should have given them out for Christmas. I don't know what's wrong with you people. Dr. Gerard, thanks for being with me.
Oh, it's great to be with you. You have a wonderful show that a lot of people love.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that very much. Listen, let's get to it. Your latest piece, all right? You know, and I love that you sent him out. And people, if you're not on his mailing list, you need to get on his mailing list. You need to head over to his website. And there's just so much you can do to keep up on what's going on. Will Trump declare a national emergency or not?
Well, that's a great question. I think it's still up in the air a little bit, but I can tell you how I think it's going to come down out of the air. So do you want me to give you
blow by blow,
or do you want me to give you the bottom line, as they say?
All right, so go with the bottom line, then explain why you came up with that. How's that?
Okay, that's a good way to do it. So the answer is I think he will declare a national emergency. I have investigated the approach to doing it. I've looked at the legal things. There have been a number of national emergencies declared by the president over the years, and they are rarely challenged significantly. Most of them are ignored. Most of them people don't even give a second thought to. Some of them have been kind of almost comical. You know, you don't expect them to really turn into a national emergency like diamonds in Africa. But there have been all sorts of emergencies. And usually the Supreme Court and everyone else supports them because the laws are very clear. The president is basically in charge of protecting the country. If he feels there's a national emergency that impacts our nation, then he has to take action, and he doesn't have time to waste for Congress to debate the topic. He doesn't have to worry about funding it. But it turns out he can use existing funding, for example, from the Pentagon budget. The Pentagon budget has a little over $13 billion set aside for construction work, and he only needs $5.7 billion, so he can borrow some of it, not borrow it, just use it, and he'll get the wall done fine. And I think the Democrats are going to be basically not doing anything that will make Trump look like a winner or help him to come back and come back and meet his promises. You know, they don't want him to fulfill his promises at all.
No, the sad part is they see this as a win for Trump. They see this as a Trump thing, when in reality it's an American thing. It's the American people winning. It's the American people being made safe and what have you. That's the sad part about it. We've lost, well, I shouldn't say we, they have lost their way as to what America truly is all about. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. These people want socialism. They don't like the Constitution. They don't like the rule of law. They want to basically obey whatever laws they choose to, and everybody else, well, tough luck, you know. They want to say that they're allowed to break rules. Republicans can't. Their whole premise is they want to change. They want to transform. That's what Obama said. He wanted to transform this nation. What do you want to transform it to? Socialist country. He and Ocasio-Cortez are of the same stripe. They basically want socialism, totally naive of economics, totally naive of the foundation of this country and why Americans love this country and why many of them worked hard to get here, because they wanted freedom and the ability to go out and make something for themselves. They didn't come here because they were looking for a giant welfare state.
No, most of the, and I joke about this with my family, because they came here from Italy. And it's kind of hard to run across the Atlantic Ocean and, break your way in through the borders. So you got to get on a ship, you got to get on a plane, you got to find a way to get here. But, you know, they came here for a better life. And I had a conversation with a Hispanic guy whose father came here illegally, made it right, but came here illegally. And a lot of the people in his family are upset that he voted for Trump. And I said to him, explain to them, why did they, first of all, start with this. Why did you leave the country you left? Was it because of the lawlessness? Was it because of the violence? I mean, and there's no opportunity? So then why would you come to a country illegally, have to hide from the law? You know, it makes no sense. You can't come here for the freedoms you were looking for when you have to hide from day one, right?
Absolutely. And you have to, if you're going to adopt a new system, you have to go along with what the system is, or what's the point? To come to a country and then try to break all the laws? I mean, the folks who are coming, you know, literally Trump mentioned in his speech last night about the thousands of people that have been arrested, 100,000 assaults, 30,000 sex crimes, 4,000 violent killings. These are people coming in breaking the law. The tragic death of policeman Singh, California, the others around the country, there's one after another after another. People have been killed by essentially illegal immigrants who then go and break the laws. They steal cars and then run into people with them. It's just utterly ridiculous. We need to close that border down to protect Americans who are alive in this country. It is not immoral to close the border, because we're not against those people. We're in favor of protecting our own people. The reason for a wall is not because you hate other people in other countries. The reason for a wall is you're trying to protect your own family, your own community, your own nation. I mean, there are walls all over the world that work. The Vatican has a wall around, you know, Pope Francis. Israel has a wall that protects them. There are reasons for walls, and the Democrats don't seem to care, because really, I think it boils down to power. I think they want a lot of illegal immigrants in the country because they want to upset the balance of power and have a permanent underclass who's going to vote for Democrats because they don't know what they're doing and they have no interest in following our nation's heritage.
Well, we'll be back in a few minutes. You know what that music means. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me on the other side of the break. Will Trump declare a state of emergency and a lot more? We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The only reason they're against it is because I won the presidency. And they think they can try and hurt us going into the presidency, but that's not going to happen. And we don't give up. because we're doing the right thing for our country. Okay? Mr. President, you can...
President Trump speaking with reporters on Capitol Hill after meeting with Republican lawmakers. The president then meeting with House Majority Leader Nancy Pelosi and New York Senator Democrat Chuck Schumer at the White House, but the discussion goes nowhere. President Trump tweeting, just left a meeting with Chuck and Nancy, a total waste of time. I asked what is going to happen in 30 days if I quickly open things up. Are you going to approve border security, which includes a wall or steel barrier? Nancy said no. I said bye-bye, nothing else works, explanation point. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GZN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. You know, we're getting close to that time. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I have every intention to go to CPAC this year. Look it up if you don't know what it is. Right? And I'm very interested to see what's happening this year. I think we're gonna be more divided than we have been in the past. You know, there's a lot of people with the rah-rah, anything Trump says is good and goes and all that. There's also a lot of people on the conservative side of the aisle that are not happy with some of the things that Trump does and says. I don't care where you stand on it. We still need to come together at some point in time and really help support the president. I told you guys early on. I mean, I just want to take credit for this one. I hit this one early on. And I called Paul Ryan the first wave of progressive Republicans that we were going to see. And what happened? Was I right? I was right. Of course I was right. Anyway, but not as many times as this guy. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me. He's an author, a political analyst, and expert on forecast models. Dr. Lomero is the author of 5 books, and he's been on TV and talk radio and over 500 appearances a year. I can't imagine. I wouldn't get any sleep that way. Dr. Lomero, thanks for joining me.
Oh, it's great to be with you. Love being on your show. Love to talk to you.
Well, I appreciate that very much. All right, so, you know, we even within our own party, there is a division as to whether President Trump is handling these affairs properly or not. And it's not like the norm either. I mean, some people really find him distasteful and think he's going about this all wrong. I mean, what do you find in your models?
Well, you know what? He's doing what most Americans want. They want these problems addressed. They wanted the military to get a bigger budget. He did it. They wanted to replace Obamacare, and he tried very hard. They want the wall. They want border security. I mean, there are $500 billion worth of drug problems, 90% of which are coming through that border. That's worth $450 billion a year to this country, and this little border that the Democrats are complaining about only costs $5.7 billion. Petty cash for them.
Right.
But at any rate, the answer is the people are in tune with Trump. He is not the, you know, ideological conservative who reads Hayek and Milton Friedman and every book that many conservatives read. You know, he is a populist. He shoots from the hip. He has a very different style. But guess what? The American people wanted a president tough who could take on the media, tough who could fight with the Democrats, and he's doing it. Now, is he 100% perfect? Nobody's perfect. But he was the best we could find. There were 17 Republicans who ran starting in 2015. He outdid them all and got the nomination. And then he you know, totally shocked everybody because everybody thought Hillary was a given, you know, and he beat them. So this guy, I know there are Republicans, never Trumpers, that don't like him. They don't like his style. It isn't up to them. You know, like Mitt Romney. He can't stand his style. Well, so what? He's not perfect, but he's doing the job, and this country is trying to fight for its survival, and he's doing it. He's trying to keep us a free country, a constitutional republic. He's doing a great job. Maybe the next president, after his 8 years are up, will be more of a traditional conservative who reads Milton Friedman, you know, and reads all the conservative books that we read.
Well, I think it's going to be President Pence myself, but that's my own personal opinion.
He's a nice guy.
But let's talk a little bit about some of the polls that are out there. I know you're not a poll guy, so you can kind of explain some of these to me. You know, it's been a steady 54% of the people don't like the wall. They don't like the idea of the wall. They don't like the way that President Trump is selling the wall. However, almost 80% of those same people, they want border security, and they want it now. They want that border secure. But they don't seem to like, is it misinformation? Is it not understanding? What do you think it is?
Well, I fundamentally think that the problem with many of the polls, you know, when a poll comes out, I often look to see if they publish the mechanism, the model, you know, the underlying analysis.
The question.
Then I can understand how to interpret the numbers better. And what I've seen, even since Trump has been elected, is a continuing fault in the polls that they do not want to modify the model that they've used, like in 2008 and 2012. They want to follow the Obama model. This country is not the same as it was in 2008 and 2012. It has changed dramatically and continues to change. I think that when it comes to rating things related to Trump, they are underselling the American people. Them saying, you know, the number is like 54%, I think it's off. I think it's off dramatically. And I think that if we knew the true numbers, if they conducted the polls with accurate approaches, I think it would be totally different results. And
people said,
like, Trump has 38% approval. That's bogus. He's got way more than that.
Well, I've been trying to tell people that. They don't want to hear it. But you know, do you think, you saw the recent poll that President Obama was the most respected president in history or whatever to this point, and I'm going,
who did
they call?
Right? She was the most respected, too, right?
Who did they call? Because they didn't call me. They didn't call anybody I knew. So, they must have been, the people polled must have been 92% Democrat or something. Because it makes no sense.
There's all sorts of things you can do wrong to a poll. And by the way, More Great News for America, my most recent book that came out early in 2018, and that goes through point by point, everything you can do to get wrong results from polls. So it goes through all the different subtle things, mistakes that can be made or mistakes that can be built into the analysis to make sure you get the answers that certain people want. And some people want certain results, and that's why they pay for them. And they're trying to make news with the polls rather than accurately portraying the will of the American people and what the American people want. And if you really want to understand polls and why they don't work, read that book. The first four chapters answers, I'd say, every important question.
All right, let's move on to maybe some of the top political issues. I mean, you know, because you never, from station to station, left or right or what have you, they're all over the place. Give me the top three issues for Americans today.
The first one is definitely illegal immigration and border security. People see it as a real threat. Black Americans recognize that they have lost about 1 million jobs because of the illegal immigration situation. Others know that they've had relatives killed. Thousands of Americans have died as a result of illegal immigrants who were not deported and that. So I think that is one of the top ones. I think the next thing that's very important to people is that the economy continue to grow and prosper and do well, and there's some problems there. Trump, in my estimation, and by the way, I tell you, if I think he made a mistake, he picked Jerome Powell for the Federal Reserve chairman, and the day he picked him, I said, guess what? Interest rates are going up because that's what Jerome Powell likes. And that guy is a interest rate person who really believes in interest rates. I don't. I think it stifles economic growth. And unfortunately, Trump picked the wrong person because there were other people available, but I would say he didn't get good advice. Certain people he picked, like Jeff Sessions, were not the right people for his administration.
I agree.
Jerome Powell was another mistake, and we can list a few others that were big mistakes. But I think I have researched, and it says a president can eliminate the Federal Reserve chairman, you know, basically ask for his resignation. I'm not 100% sure that's true, but that's what I've read. And if it's true, he ought to replace them, and I can tell him exactly who he should pick because there's some really great economists around the country
that are
pro-growth.
But there's plenty of picks that you talk about. It's funny you should talk about that. There are plenty of picks that he's made that have been kind of questionable. You're sitting there trying to figure out, you know, why he did that. You know, what was his thought process? I think he tries to reward loyalty. And people around him that he trusts. He trusts their opinion or what they're going to say. I got to tell you, the thing with Mattis kind of threw me for a loop, and not the fact that maybe he did ask for his resume, but I think one of the mistakes that President Trump made was putting Mattis down after the fact, talking about firing him after the fact. I think that was a wrong move. What do you think?
Well, I think Trump has some style issues. See, he is belligerent with people that don't support him, aren't loyal to him. That's his style. I think that's a mistake. If I were president, which I have no chance of becoming, I wouldn't do that. It's just not nice, I think, to treat people that way. But, you know, he does that sometimes. I think Mattis was actually a bad choice. Mattis is a fantastic Marine general, a great background. However, you know, Trump let him know what his policy was in Syria, and he took the job. And then when Trump, you know, stuck to his promise, he's upset. Why should he be upset? He knew it was coming.
Yep. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me. He'll still be with me after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, it's instantly ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works.
I'm just away and I didn't even have it turned on.
And the idea is that it works very quickly. You just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product.
Totally legal.
And one of them is something called Argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost acts like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee.
I don't know why they
preferred
ever stopped
price discount at GCNLife.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In a historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you can become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure
well, there are
your spot,
some people
text
that will
JOIN
run
to 76280.
A flight attendant ragged, like
this event is the first
stuff,
of its
you know,
kind
just,
ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor.
I don't really see a problem tipping anybody. If you want to tip somebody, why? You want to give somebody a hunk of your money.
To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
If you want to bless somebody with some cash, I just don't really see a problem with that.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon by Christine. Great for heart palpitations.
by Ann. Before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. There are a gazillion ways to watch the show, to listen to the show. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll there as well. You can, if you search, you can find us on Facebook, but really don't give them the time of day. They're hurting a whole bunch of conservatives up and down the aisle. They're really causing financial hardship for some of the conservatives. Same thing with Twitter. I mean, they're doing shadow banning as well on a lot of us. So go to the website. Go to our website. You help build traffic on the website. We've got the video up and running there, too. And check out the local stations. You can check out the station list on the website as well. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Dr. Gerard Romero joins me. He's the author and a political analyst and expert on forecast models. He's the author of 5 books and popular TV and talk radio show guest, up to 500 appearances a year. I'd need Geritol if I had to do that much, that many appearances. Dr. Romero, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you. I hope I don't need any Geritol.
I was going to say, most people probably don't even know what that is anymore. I don't even know if they're around anymore. But anyway, so we were talking about some of the top issues on the other side of the break, the top political issues that are going on, and what's, you know, first first and foremost in people's hearts, and immigration was one of them. I mean, if you really think about this, you're hearing about the stock market crashing, you're hearing about all the trouble that we're having, and the reality, though, is everything points to a healthy economy, doesn't it?
Well, most things do, and it's usually the criteria that elects most presidents unless there's a war. If the country is at war, war becomes the number one issue because people want peace. Once you have peace, the next thing they want is prosperity. And I wrote 10 laws for winning presidential elections about 2 decades ago. They're on my website, by the way. And you know what? They still work. And that's what people want, and it's usually one of the top issues. So prosperity is very important to people. And there are a number of people around the country who are also very concerned about the country. The fact that the Democrats can't get along with Republicans even remotely, it just seems to be a constant attack barrage on the president, bothers a lot of people. They think they have a pretty good president. He's not perfect. That's, everybody will acknowledge that. He has his own particular style, a little bit rough and tumble. He is from New York, and I know, having lived there for a while, that sometimes it can be rough and tumble. And that,
he's an A-type personality, successful businessman from New York. What did they expect? Mr. Rogers?
Yeah, right.
Right?
No, he's tough, and he's pragmatic, and he negotiates well. Another thing that people don't understand about him, but they're unhappy to see him treated as poorly as he is. But one thing about him is the fact that a lot of times he opens his negotiations with very harsh stances because he's trying to take the most tough stand possible and then back off of that in the negotiation. And today, what happened when the Democrats got together at the White House, the first thing practically on the list, he said to Nancy, are you going to give me the wall? She said, no. He said, okay.
We're done.
We don't have anything to talk about because that's not a good negotiation. If she has to have everything on her side, meaning no wall, then there's nothing to negotiate. So he walked away. That's what you do in a negotiation.
Well,
that's
what people don't understand, right? A negotiation is a two-way give. They
absolutely
see it. Schumer came out, a couple days ago, Schumer came out and said the people gave them the Congress to keep these things from happening. And I'm thinking, well, if they really wanted to keep them from happening, maybe they're a bunch of morons because they're supposed to give you the Senate, too. They didn't give you the Senate because they want checks and balances. They want you to work together. Right?
Well, you know what? They're misreading the election. And I think I got the election right with the article I wrote that talked about the fact that of the incumbent Republicans, 49 establishment incumbent Republicans, okay, are no longer in the House. They lost. 49 incumbent Republicans who didn't support Trump are no longer there. Believe it or not, even amongst all the Democrats that did win, there are 30 Republicans who actually support Trump that weren't there before. So he won in the House. This was a vote against incumbents that do nothing and are not conservative enough. It was not a vote for Nancy Pelosi or Ocasio-Cortez and that, because they don't want socialism. They want conservatives, and the only way to get rid of a lot of the incumbents was to let them lose, and they let them lose.
Yeah,
and I can tell you about different races around the country. They wanted them to lose because they don't know how to get rid of them, and they would say, oh, we're conservative, we're conservative. And they go back there and they act like they're Democrats. Voters were sick of that.
Yeah. No, listen, I agree with you. I think what I really think is funny is this attitude that they have in Congress, the attitude that Nancy Pelosi has. Their approval rating is well below the president's. What makes them think they're so self-righteous? What makes them think that they've got these marching orders that they really don't have?
And not only that, but if you did the approval ratings accurately, it'd be even a bigger difference.
Yeah, I agree with you. But what I find amazing, too, is when you look at the numbers in the same time in Obama's election, in Obama's presidency, Trump actually has a higher approval rating than he did.
And he does, and that's with people, not necessarily doing their polls correctly.
Yeah. and giving him high marks. But anyway, what we were talking about, the other thing we were talking about before the break was, when you look at the economy and you look what's happening, and you look at this quote-unquote roller coaster ride and everybody's nervous and what have you, there's nothing to be nervous about. You have great employment numbers, great unemployment numbers. You've got, you know, businesses that are still growing. Yeah, there are businesses that are, you know, Sears is having trouble, but Sears has been having trouble for a lot longer than 2 years, right? I mean, AT&T is laying off people, but what they don't tell you is that layoff is because of the way the technology has changed. You no longer need somebody out there running a wire every time you turn on a telephone. Less and less home phones are being turned on. Less and less business phones are being turned on. So, and not because there isn't business, because they've gone to voice over IP. They've gone to the internet more. So you don't need the old-fashioned wire people, if you would.
Well, all that's fine and good. But the number one reason for the volatility in the stock market is very simple. We were on a trajectory for economic growth. And when the market found out the Democrats were going to take over the House, they knew that the middle-class tax cut would never get approved. They knew that taxes might go up, even though the Senate probably wouldn't approve them. But the biggest factor that's always influencing economic growth and GDP growth, the number one factor is who is your Federal Reserve Chairman and what kind of policies are they implementing? Qualitative easing, ZIRP, zero interest rate policy, those were losing type policies, and Obama lost, you know, with those policies. And unfortunately, Jerome Powell is really, really an Obama leftover in some ways, and Donald Trump could have done a whole lot better by picking some of the people that I know and other economists know are just plain know how to manage the interest rates so that the economy goes up and doesn't go down. So as soon as Trump gets Jerome Powell to resign and put someone else in there, it's going to go back to booming.
You think he's going to push him to resign?
I hope so.
Yeah.
It'll just make everybody's life better. You know, it's just that simple. It always works this way. I mean, we have years and years and years of data on the Federal Reserve, on interest rates. I mean, this is stuff that I studied years ago. We knew what was going to happen. I told you the day that person was picked, Jerome Powell, I said, he's going to raise interest rates too soon, too fast. It's going to hurt Trump's economy. And guess what? It took a while. And then he did it, just like I said.
Yeah,
the forecast was exactly right.
I don't think Trump, you know, he's too loyal, if you would, or his choices of people. You know, just because you want to be loyal, that's great. Just because somebody was loyal to you, that's great. Doesn't mean they're the right person for the job. Find something else, you know, for them to do that'll make them and you happy and make them feel good about themselves. Just some of this stuff really makes me crazy. And George W. Bush did the same thing. They put people in positions just because they were loyal, they were friends, they were whatever. It doesn't work. It never really works out well.
They were establishment friends of George W. Bush. And really, Trump and any president needs to surround themselves with people that are smart in the areas that they're going to ask for questions and answers to. And let's face it, he's getting some recommendations for staffing that are just plain not in his best interest. And over time, he's replacing them with people that are better. And I think he'll catch on to Jerome Powell. And, next time call me. I'll point him in the right direction because I know a lot of economists around the country, and I know who would do him a good job, and I knew who wouldn't. And I thought Jerome Powell would do exactly what he did, and it would slow up the economy.
Well, listen, how do people find you?
Okay, greatnewsforamerica.com. Greatnewsforamerica.com. Got 5 books on Amazon, Kindle, and print. I put out an article every week. It's on the website. And believe it or not, I have about 160, 180 web pages. I put in, you know, old articles that are actually still very current, and people read them. Like my 10 laws for winning presidential elections. People read that before they run for president.
Wow. All right, we got to get rolling here. Thanks for being with me. Always appreciate your time. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. We've got a smorgasbord of stuff happening after the break. Don't go far. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live.